Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine and Evolve Digital present the Evolve Live Podcast with host Howard Holley, Evolve Magazine publisher. Each podcast features leaders from the business world, civic organizations, or government talking about current issues and challenges and opportunities to shine a light on success.
Welcome to Evolve Live Podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Each episode offers listeners an inside view about the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices, with a focus on overcoming adversity as a key component of achieving success. Our guest today is Laura Gilvary, Senior Vice President, Consumer Banking Manager at Intracoastal Bank. Laura has 20 years of experience in the financial industry. She began her career as a personal banker and rose up through the ranks through Fleet Bank in New York, SunTrust, and now with Intracoastal Bank. Laura currently serves on the board of directors at the Advent Health Palm Coast Foundation and is a Prep Club committee member and past board member of the Flagler Habitat for Humanity. She was recognized as Citizen of the Year in 2019 by the City of Palm Coast, and she was recognized in 2016 as one of the most influential women in business by the Daytona Beach News Journal. She was also recognized as a top 40 under 40 in 1913 by Daytona Beach News Journal. My good friend, Laura Gilvary. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Howard. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Let's get started. So tell me about your journey to becoming a member of the leadership team in the bank. Did you have a vision that you would be at this point in your career?
I wish I had an eloquent, yes, I always imagine myself here answer, but I cannot say that today. I would say that, you know, one of my greatest influencers and the leader of our bank, Bruce Page, had vision for me and actually had told me 6 years prior to me joining the team that I was a community banker and didn't know it yet. But when I realized it, please feel free to give him a call. And so thankfully, 9 years ago, I joined the team and very happy to be here. And have just been really greatly influenced overall by not only the leadership team who, you know, have started more than one bank and are business leaders and entrepreneurs themselves, but also by the business clientele that I am very privileged to serve in our communities.
So tell me about that. Your title says here, consumer banking. You just talked about the business clientele. Help me understand that.
Okay. So we, as in most small businesses, right, and we are a locally owned business, although we are growing rapidly, you have multiple hats that you wear. And as such, although consumer banking does roll up under me in its entirety for the bank, I do also directly manage a commercial loan portfolio and have three of our business relationship managers that roll up under me as well. So I am very intimately involved with managing those relationships personally, but also in oversight. And we have a great specialty in serving small business and larger businesses in the Volusia Flagler market.
Speaking to that, the coronavirus pandemic has presented a challenge for many businesses. Given this portfolio and the multiple hats that you wear, what type of challenges has it created for Intracoastal and for you personally?
So as far as the bank goes, I would say, like all businesses across the footprint, we immediately had to respond and change of structure to a degree. You know, we immediately implemented remote workplaces, mm-hmm. you know, work from home, which became obviously a huge response to the pandemic virus. We are considered, you know, a tangible resource in the community, and financial services do not shut down. So we have been open the entire time, mm-hmm. although went to, you know, locked doors or appointments only, which that was a great change mm-hmm. in client service. Although people quickly got on board with technology responses. And that was probably the biggest change that we saw across the footprint is people having to, we probably moved forward in technology services and embracement of that probably 5 years, to be candid. Like, nothing could have forced that integration.
So is this whole online banking has a far greater penetration now than it did before?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All remote services captured, and embracing of that as people, you know, chose to stay home, or, you know, they're not going out in the marketplace and they wanted alternate resources to handle their financial services. We saw a great uptick in that. In addition, we were very involved in the PPP loans, and working with our business clients, some of whom were shut down. Mm-hmm. So we were proactive in reaching out to them to see if they needed assistance with loan payments, you know, et cetera, and help them with those types of immediate challenges that they faced, as nobody has really prepared to be closed down for 2 to 3 months at a time. In addition, the PPP loans created a tremendous amount of relief for our clients.
No question. Yeah.
It was probably the most gratifying experience of all of our careers, to be candid with you.
And the sense I have, Laura, is that small banks like Intracoastal excelled during that time.
It was the pleasure of all of our teammates to be able to deliver that news personally, let people know where they were in the process. Mm-hmm. We did receive tremendous feedback and new relationships from the way that we handled that process. Mm. And to be able to personally make the phone call to somebody that they'll be able to pay their payroll, I can't convey to you how gratifying that was for every teammate at the bank. And we did, I want to say, over $22 million in loans.
Through PPP?
Through PPP.
Wow. Now, is that through the first and second?
We did that through the first distribution of the PPP loans.
So you handed out and managed $20 million of loans to businesses in this community.
We did.
Wow.
And that doesn't include, of course, they had alternate resources as well to go through SBA, other loan opportunities.
FDIO.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but we did help coach them through those situations, direct them, email them the links they needed to get to. So it was a privilege, to be honest, to be able to be so intricately involved in helping them manage through it. And as such, to be candid, we were able to thrive as they referred all of their, you know, colleagues, friends, families, other entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So
based
did
on
that
their
increase your businesses opening up with you?
It did. So
we
are very grateful for the, you know, to serve the Volusia Flagler market and then to have that response. We know that not all peers had that same situation across the board.
No, for sure. One of the things that I wanted to ask is, how is this going to impact where you serve? I mean, you know, you've been in Ormond now, Ormond Beach, maybe, is it 5 years? Or
yes.
5 years. Boy, that doesn't seem like that long ago. I was at the grand opening.
It flew by.
Yeah. So are there other plans that you can speak about to expand in Volusia or Flagler counties?
At this time, we don't have, that's not part of our strategic plan. Okay. Volusia, we still feel has tremendous potential, as does Flagler. Mm-hmm. We are growing, you know, at a fantastic rate, just serving those two communities. So, you know, nothing is ever off the table, right, if an opportunity arises. But with all of the remote options today. We have two banking centers and, you know, we're over $500 million bank at this point with two locations. Mm-hmm. And most people have embraced technology to the point that we can serve clients in ancillary markets because we do receive referrals to ancillary markets as well, while our focus is on Volusia and Flagler.
As a business publication, I'm very interested in whether or not you have an insight or a sense that your clients, your business clients, are past concern as a result of the coronavirus. In other words, between PPP and where we are now, are they still struggling to get back to pre-pandemic?
I would say overall, our clients are still open and thriving. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a few industries that are challenged. You know, hospitality probably still continues to be challenged. And then as the medical industry, to be honest. And I think everyone's core concern would be any additional shutdown and relief associated with that. But I think most people have saved a lot if they have continued to thrive at this time, as deposits are robust and they did take advantage of other options, the SBA options that were available to them. So we've seen people really save everything that they can in lieu of anything else coming down the pike. And we've seen that in, regardless of industry.
So, your comments seem to echo what I read and hear. Dr. Jerry Parrish of the Florida Chamber says that it'll likely be 2023 before the tourism and hospitality industry returns to pre-pandemic levels. So what you say is borne by the data as well. One of the premise of this podcast and that I have personally, Laura, is that overcoming adversity is a critical component of success. I don't believe that we become successful through doing what comes easily, but by overcoming adversity and challenges. And if you agree with that hypothesis, tell me about what your challenge and adversities that you have overcome that have helped you achieve your success.
So I lived in a household where I was raised in under two addict parents. And as such, you see a lot of what should be done, what should not be done, and overcoming those adversities on a daily basis. So I think that just knowing what I did not want to be or what I didn't want to provide for my family as far as environmentally and financially is probably the biggest driver to where I am today. And work ethic, you know, at the end of the day, you know, really is a critical component of that. But I think adapting to change is probably the number one thing that any entrepreneur would ever tell you. And the industry in which I've been able to thrive in is under constant change. So you have to be able to roll with that. And understanding a household where you may have two parents that are, you know, battling an addiction, there's a lot of change that's occurring on a daily basis. So I think learning that at such a young age, unfortunately, you wouldn't wish that on somebody.
Of course.
But has allowed you allowed me to adapt to change over the course of time and career. I don't think any obstacle is really too big to overcome as long as you recognize you're often not the smartest person in the room and you need to find the smartest person in the room to help you overcome that obstacle.
Well, I appreciate your sharing that, Laura, because I believe that's how we all learn and that's how we all get the motivation is to know that what we are going through, others have gone through, and if they got through it, we can get through it. So I appreciate that. But one of the other conversations we've had has been about diabetes.
Yes.
And about your looking to support people who suffer from diabetes. Would you like to spend a moment talking about that?
Sure, absolutely.
I know it's not business related, but
no,
I know it's important
okay.
to you and important to many people who suffer.
It is. And I mean, everybody, it's very important that you invest back into your community, regardless of what that is. And everyone's going to have a different passion point or what that looks like. And for our family, John Gilvary has was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes as a child and has had to battle that, you know, or on a daily basis, you know, that's his battle. So at the end of the day, it was very important to me knowing that we would need, you know, potentially hospital care, et cetera, to get involved. And so together with on the foundation board, we created the Diabetes Alliance, and it has been an incredible journey to watch, you know, Flagler County Schools be involved, the health department, the city of Palm Coast, city of Flagler Beach. I mean, you name it, you know, everyone has kind of gotten on board, recognizing to your point, Howard, how many Americans are combating this every single day and just providing tools and resources. And I'm humbly grateful that the hospital embraced this and embraced me leading it in the community, and everyone who has gotten on board to provide every tool available to anyone in the community.
So thank you, Laura. You know that in every issue of Evolve, we have a section called Community Service Means Good Business. And we put it in there to put a spotlight on those businesses who are making a contribution as a community service. There is a major amplification opportunity when businesses do that, significant. Mm-hmm. And so we look to encourage that in Evolve. So I want to thank Laura Gilvary of Intracoastal Bank for joining us today. I want to thank each of you, our podcast listeners. We welcome your feedback and suggestions. Let us know what you think at editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com, editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com. My name is Howard Holly, publisher of Evolve, shining a light on success. Thank you.